This week, mixed in with credit card and utility bills, white sale notices, and mail order catalogs, millions of working Americans will receive a document from their employers. The arrival of the annual W-2 form marks the opening of tax season. For many wage earners, a time of frustration, anger, and fear. For other Americans, a very few, a W-2's appearance, if one even shows up, does not even cause a moment's pause. David K. Johnston reports on taxes for the New York Times. His new book is called Perfectly Legal, the covert campaign to rig our tax system to benefit the super rich and cheat everybody else. Late last week, we reached him in Orlando, Florida, where he was speaking to a group of tax lawyers. He explained the difference between the people who work for companies and some people who run companies.
You, as a wage earner, have to pay your taxes right now. The government took them out of your paycheck. But if you're a CEO, you can defer unlimited amounts of money and pay the taxes in the future. And it is not unusual for a CEO to pay a 2% tax rate on his income because of these deferral accounts into the future. And these deferral accounts work in such a way that the company has to pay the taxes on the executive's behalf. Well, if the company's paying the taxes on the behalf of all of its executives, guess what? Suddenly the company says, gee, Leanne, we can't afford your health care plan anymore. We can't afford your pension plan anymore. They don't tell you that's the reason, though.
We have a rigged tax system, according to you, to benefit the super rich. Who are the super rich?
Well, there are different categories of this, but generally we're talking about the top 130,000 taxpayers in the country. But let me focus on two groups within that. The top 27,000 people in America, that's 1/100 of 1%. 30 years ago, 1970, that group had about 1% of all the income in America. Now they have more than 5%. The bottom third of Americans back then had more than 10% of the income. They're now down to about 5%. So that means that the 27,000 best-off Americans have as much income as the bottom third of all Americans. And in Perfectly Legal, I show how the tax system is encouraging this trend and literally takes money out of the pockets of middle-class people in very subtle ways and funnels it to those at the top of the income ladder.
Is it possible to break that down? I mean, we're talking about everybody else, people who are making, say, a mere, what, $500,000 a year. Are they just pawns in the system?
Well, I argue in the book that essentially people who make $50,000 to $500,000 a year are subsidizing the super rich. People who are at the very bottom of the ladder, income ladder, don't pay income taxes or pay small amounts. They do pay Social Security taxes, although many of them are able to get them back through the earned income tax credit. But people who make $50,000 to $500,000, those are the ones who are a large group of people. They're not particularly politically active, and they're the ones who are being squeezed. And let me give you a specific example. This is a law the Democrats passed. In 1983, Congress voted to have us pay more for Social Security than was needed to pay current benefits. The promise was that the money, the extra money, would be used to pay off the federal deficit, which back then was only around $1 trillion, so that when the boomers were in retirement, the government could borrow the money to pay their benefits until that generation passes into history. This year, if you make $50,000, the government will take about $7,500 from you in Social Security tax, half directly from your paycheck and half from your employer, because that's wages you're basically giving up that your employer pays. It only needs $5,000 to pay benefits. So what happens to the other $2,500 taken from you? Well, it's used to finance tax cuts for the super rich. In essence, the government is taking a lot of money from you. If you're only making $50,000, $2,500 is 5% of your income, and it's funneling it to people whose incomes are in the millions of dollars a year.
How do you get to be one of these people?
Well, some people get there by hard work. You know, some people come up with a smart idea, an invention. Some people get there by luck. A significant number of them get there because they inherited money. Their parents put them into that league. I mean, there are lots of different ways that people get there. And people fall in and out of the top income group, although there are a significant number of people who are permanently in the million-dollar and up income class.
Wage earners tend to fear the tax man a little bit. I mean, always at this time of year, that fear of audit. Should they fear the tax man?
Not if you're an honest taxpayer. There's a whole group of people out there who claim that the United States government, you know, is a criminal organization and taxes are a hoax. And they routinely send out posts saying that I write what I write because either I've made a deal with the IRS that I don't have to pay taxes, which is nonsense, or I'm afraid of the IRS and I'm afraid they'll come and audit my return. Well, neither one is true. I'm mostly a wage earner, like most people, and the government knows what's on my tax return. And we are hardly audit people, by the way. If you're a wage earner and you didn't apply for the earned income tax credit, that is, you're not one of the working poor, your odds of being audited in the year 2000 were about 1 in 366. That's just not a very big number.
Your book, Perfectly Legal, is really more of an investigative work. Yours is not a book of practical advice, but do you have some advice for the American taxpayer?
Well, I do if you want to change the system. I mean, I think that if we want to have the government represent the interests of the vast majority of Americans instead of this very narrow group that I call the political donor class, people have to put some time into the job of being a citizen. And I mean by that that people need to be educated and informed to interpret what they hear from politicians. They need to vote. I think more Americans could probably tell you who Jennifer Lopez is dating than accurately name their congressman. I'm concerned that there are a lot of people who have disconnected from the political realm, who have this belief that America just will always be here and will always exist. But it won't if we don't work at the serious business of maintaining our democracy. And taxes are at the core of our democracy. They are the price we pay for civilization, as Oliver Wendell Holmes once observed.
New York Times tax reporter David K. Johnston joined us from Orlando, Florida. His new book is called Perfectly Legal, The Covert Campaign to Rig Our Tax System to Benefit the Super Rich and Cheat Everybody Else. David, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
If you drive a car, car,
I tax the street.
If you drive to sit,
I tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
I tax your feet.
Tax me.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.